Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Secretary, it's nice to see you again. In FY24, I was glad to secure $25 million toward USDA's ARS National Center for Resilient and Regenerative Precision Agriculture to be co-located at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. And I'm excited that we will be holding a groundbreaking in a few weeks alongside some of your leadership at USDA. And I look forward to continuing to work with USDA on that facility and to advance that very important technology. I also want to discuss the USDA Meat Animal Research Center at Clay Center, Nebraska. As you know, livestock is the largest segment for agriculture in Nebraska. I was glad to see the budget request included a request for additional employees at US Mark in Clay Center. Your ARS budget request also highlighted some of the important advancements that US Mark has accomplished, such as a development that could protect cattle from BVD, which is estimated to cause annual losses of $1 billion in the United States alone. So, Mr. Secretary, could you discuss how that increased staff at US Mark can help carry out research related to critical livestock industry priorities, including increased environmental sustainability, improved production efficiencies, and optimized use of natural resources?
I think the easiest way for me to answer that question is that we will approach these challenges in the same way we approach all challenges relative to agriculture, and that is in a cooperative and collaborative way, working not just with the university, but also working with those who are directly impacted and affected by the research. Critically important to any of this is the cooperation of producers, and producers are in the best position to inform us as to where they think priorities should be, and we should be responsive to those priorities. And the research should be driven in part by virtue of those priorities. It should also work in concert with the research that we are independently investing in through our National Institute of Food and Agriculture, as well as the private foundation that was established in a previous farm bill, so that we have a comprehensive approach, a coordinated approach, so that we're not basically spending $2 when $1 will do. So I think it's a collaborative approach, it's a cooperative approach, and it's a comprehensive approach.
Have you seen that approach at Clay Center, working with producers in Nebraska?
I have seen that in ARS facilities across the United States. I haven't had the opportunity to specifically visit that particular center, but I would be surprised if that's not the way in which mm-hmm. they are approaching their business, because that's the most successful way to do their business.
I have heard very positive things about the center. Obviously, our ag producers, our beef producers are extremely aware of the value that center has, not just for the state of Nebraska, but across this country as well. So I thank you for the interest there. I also believe it's important to maximize the funding that broadband programs are receiving and to get broadband to unserved areas. In order to do that, I think it would make sense that we have one data source that we can rely on about where broadband is and where it is not. Can you share how the USDA tried to promote a more consistent challenge process, comparing what is used by Rural Utility Service versus what is used by the FCC in connection with the National Broadband Map? And has USDA considered measures to improve transparency for challenges by publishing written, reasoned decisions on those challenges?
When we received the resource under the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, the White House convened the FCC, the Department of Commerce, and the USDA. And expressed a concern for collaboration and cooperation between the three entities. We'd made the decision that we would try to get our resources out under the ReConnect program as quickly as possible, which we have. We've obligated those resources. We'll continue to make announcements for the rest of this year, but roughly 320 projects will be funded And the location and the scope and the nature of those projects was provided to the FCC and the Department of Commerce, so they in turn could take that into consideration as they made decisions concerning the allocation of a far greater amount of money than they received, they in turn provide to the states to encourage the states then to make the necessary changes to ensure that we do in fact ultimately have access to decent broadband everywhere in the country.
Right. You know, being able to have that accurate mapping is extremely important. And that, again, takes cooperation, collaboration, not just from providers, but their customers as well to make sure it is accurate.
You know, I think states were given an opportunity to weigh in, and hopefully governors understood the importance of that, and I'm sure they did.
Okay. Thank you.